Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Hey, 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 CityCast listeners. Rodeo Houston is known for bringing some of the craziest food to town. You can get almost anything fried or covered in some way, shape, or form. And with this being the last week, we wanted to go out there and find out what's really worth buying and what should be left at the stand. So, the CityCast crew, newsletter writer Brooke Lewis, producer A.K. Al Moman, and me, Carleon Jones, are going out to the grounds to see. I don't know if y'all's stomachs are ready for this one, y'all. It's Thursday, March 16th. I'm Carleon Jones, and here's what Houston's talking about today. Alrighty. Hey, y'all. We're back here at the rodeo. And today, I have AK and Brooke here with me. Say hey, y'all.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
And today, we're going to be trying all the food at this rodeo. Okay, y'all, I'm excited because I love to eat. I'm a foodie. So, y'all, we're about to start round one of these taste tests. And we're about to start with the Texas Mac. Is that what that is? Okay, we got it from the Mac Shack. And it is mac and cheese with brisket and barbecue sauce on it. So let's go. Brooke's going first.
I'm trying to get some of the, I have some brisket. Oh, this is good. This is good, guys. It's really good. It's because the barbecue sauce with the mac and cheese, it's so good. I don't know how to describe it. It's just like the barbecue sauce is very like sweet and savory at the same time. And then it's very cheesy, but it's like the perfect kind of mac and cheese, like my grandma, like grandma mac and cheese.
Okay, let me try it. Okay, it's good to me. I like the brisket more than I like the mac and cheese for some reason. Like, the barbecue sauce is good. The brisket is like soft, it's good. The mac and cheese could be cheesier to me, maybe. Something like that, but it's good. It's good. I would rate it maybe like a 6 out of 10. What's your rating, Brooke? Did you have a rate?
I think for me, it's an 8 out of 10.
All right, AK is about to go.
I like the mac and cheese. I feel like, okay, we all have different opinions on this. I feel like the brisket is a little too chewy. So I'm not a mac and cheese guy in general, and I'm smacking into the microphone right now. But I'm not a big mac and cheese person, but I feel like I like this mac and cheese. Like, it's not your Kraft's mac and cheese. It feels like it was actually made with some care into it. But yeah, I wish the brisket was a little more like smoked or like braised a little better, like just kept on the skillet a little longer. But that barbecue sauce is so good. Yeah, I guess I'll give it a 7 out of 10 in between.
To me, like the mac and cheese was like Kraft mac and cheese, which I'm not a Kraft mac and cheese girly. I like homemade, like, you know, but Brooke felt like it was like still homemade taste. So I don't know. Y'all have to try it. Okay, next thing we have is a pickle pizza from Pizza on a Stick. I think that's the name of it. All right. I'm scared of this, y'all. I'm not going to lie to you. Mind you, this place has some crazy stuff over there. They had scorpion pizza. They had mealworm pizza. They had cricket pizza. Okay, y'all? So we went with the normal thing out of the list. So pickled pizza. All right. Gonna go in. Okay. Okay. Okay, y'all know I'm not a pizza girly. I'm not. It's not terrible. It's not. But if you don't like pickles,
I love pickles.
It's a no. It's very, very, It's very pickly. It's very pickly. Like, 7 out of 10 for me. And the sauce is not red sauce at the bottom either. It's kind of like a Alfredo-ish sauce. So, like, that's kind of probably why I can tolerate it, because y'all know I don't like red sauce for real. But here we go. Let's see. He's, like, choking. He's turning his head to the side. He's fanning himself.
I don't know how to describe it.
I can't wait for Brooke to taste this.
It's not really a pizza. It's more like a cheesy bread with some dill pickle in it. Like, it's a pickled cheese stick. Like, it tastes more like the appetizer from Pizza Hut than the actual pizza you get from Pizza Hut. Yeah. All right, go for it, Brooke. This is a thing.
Brooke is cheating, y'all. She's trying to get a piece with no pickle on it. Get a pickle. Get a pickle, Brooke.
Brooke, just take a bite out of it. Brooke, just take a bite out of it. No. Take a bite out of the actual pizza, Brooke.
She's cheating.
Yeah, take an actual bite.
Okay. I don't want to do it, y'all. I hate pickles.
What is that? Brooke is having a reflex reaction. She's trying to run away from this pizza right now. She's shocked. She's in shock.
I don't like it. I don't like it, guys. But I knew I wasn't going to like it. I don't like pickles. I love pizza. You know I love pizza. Anybody who reads the newsletter knows I always put good pizza spots. But this, I don't recommend it. I don't like it. Too pickly, not enough cheese, and I want red sauce. So
yeah, my pizza gotta have red sauce.
1 out of 10 for me.
Oh yeah, I didn't give it a rating. A 3 out of 10. But I'm very curious about a scorpion pizza.
That's real insects. It's not just the name. Those are real insects on those pizzas, the other ones.
I know. What we had was probably the best, unfortunately.
We are going to a funnel cake and chicken from Sill's Funnel Cakes. Yeah, it has bacon bits on it. It has a maple glaze on the chicken and a maple syrup on top of the funnel cake, powdered sugar. You know, Carly's going in first.
Okay.
Is it a lot? My biggest question, is it a lot?
Mm-mm. It's well balanced.
More like, is it similar to chicken waffles? Better? Not better?
So, the funnel cake is a little cold. No shade, because I feel like that might be our fault, because we like waited for each other. But I feel like the funnel cake's not super sweet.
She's going in for a second bite, y'all.
Yeah, I am. I'm because I'm trying to make sure I'm understanding what I'm eating right.
Pondering. We have some contemplating thoughts.
Hold on.
It's a lot to... it's got a lot. Yeah, out of all of the things we tried, I think this got the most things going on.
I have powdered sugar all over my black pants right now. I look like a kid. Okay, so it's a lot to like eat. Like, it took me a while to like, you know, chew it down or whatever. The funnel cake is not super sweet, so like it kind of balances with the chicken. The chicken is like a chicken tender. The bacon's pretty good. I mean, like, it's not amazing to me. It's cool. It's okay. I feel like I would still rather have chicken and waffles rather than chicken and funnel cake. But it kind of gives off the same vibe. But I feel like it would have been better with, like, maybe a sweeter funnel cake, honestly. Yeah, truly. I would say, like, a 5 out of 10.
Ooh. Mid. Mid is what we're saying.
It was mid, yeah.
Mid is what we're saying. Brooke is going in for a second one. Carly, sorry. While Brooke is getting her taste, because it seems like it takes a long time to chew these, I'm wondering, is it good fair food, though?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, for the fair, like, if you want just a fair experience, like, something that's like, oh, this is something I can't get normally, I would say try it. But, like I said, I think I would tell them to put maybe more maple syrup on it or something. Like, it could have been better.
The presentation is pretty good, though.
Yeah, the presentation, it's a cute look. It's a cute look.
A little too much on the powdered sugar. It feels like a confetti party. Oh, Brooke is ready.
It's a lot to chew. I'm still chewing. I'm a big dessert person, so honestly, I love powdered sugar. So I feel like this is like right up my alley. So I'm liking it. I need to have another bite of the chicken, though.
Brooke is going in for bite number two. This is the first meal item we've tried that we've gone for multiple bites of for the taste test.
Okay, this is good. Overall, I feel like this is good for, like, fair food. I like the chicken. This is good. I'm just a powdered sugar person, so I think I'm always going to like something with powdered sugar on it. So it was, I think, a 7 out of 10.
Okay, this, I got to try it because for me, so here's the thing about me, guys, that you might not know. You probably don't know. Chicken and waffles is like top 5 foods for me in the whole world. I love chicken and waffles. A good fried chicken on top of those waffles, big Belgian waffles. I love it. So this might have really hard competition right now.
I'm interested to see how he's going to feel.
That's not as underwhelming as I thought it would be. Funnel cake is always weird for me. I always feel like funnel cake is like grandma's cake. Like it's 3 generations removed from me. I still take a waffle because of the squishiness of the waffle. Mixes really well with the chicken. I feel like this is a little too crispy and hard with the crispy chicken. I wish there was a lot more maple syrup.
See, it needed some more. It needed a little more sugar.
Mm-hmm. Definitely needed to be more sugary. I feel like if they did put a glaze on the chicken, I ain't tasting it. So, I don't know. I'll go with Carly. I'll go 5 out of 10, mid. Maybe if it was fresher, I'd like it more. Yeah. Chicken waffle, still supreme. Still supreme. It's just the squishiness of the waffle. You know what I mean? You know?
This wasn't soft enough. And then when I think of like fair food, I think of sweet. Like, I think diabetes. And it didn't give that.
It didn't give diabetes. No. But it didn't give full-on, like, diabetes. The powdered sugar was really good. But everything else, like, I honestly could have just had the waffle with powdered sugar and I would have been happy.
Facts. Okay, we're about to go to the thing I'm excited the most about. I've been excited since the last time we were at the rodeo. I saw someone walking around with this, just biting into it. But we're about to be civilized, try to eat this with a fork. It is a fried cheesecake on a stick. And Carly's about to go for bite number one. Let's see how she feels about it.
I love cheesecake, y'all. Like, it's my favorite dessert. So I'm about to be very opinionated.
Mm-hmm. Cheesecake might be top 3 for me as well. That and tres leches cake.
This is so good. Oh my God, this is so good. This is from what, Seals Cheesecake? Or yeah. Seals
Funnel Cake.
Seals Funnel Cake. So freaking good. I love cheese. Ooh. Oh my God.
I'm excited. Brooke, you go second. Carly, do you have a rating?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Best fair food?
This is my favorite thing that we've had so far.
Okay, my first take is it tastes a little more like banana pudding to me than cheesecake. So I think that I wasn't expecting it. I love banana pudding, but I'm just like still processing because that's not what I was expecting. I was expecting like full on like cheesecake taste, but it's more banana pudding. It's good though. It's good.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I'm excited to try this. Alrighty, let's go. Oh my goodness. It's got so much going on. I'm discovering new layers to this every time. I get the banana pudding vibe, but it still feels cheesecakey to me enough. I love Cheesecake Factory, and you know, Cheesecake Factory be doing random stuff with cheesecake. Yeah, so I feel like I'm used to it hitting me different. Here's the thing. This might be a hot take considering how our crew has been feeling about it. I would give it a 9 out of 10. I feel like the breading could have been a little crunchier. Yeah.
I will say it could have been crunchier.
Yeah.
I feel like if I bit into it and I heard that crunch, the satisfaction from like it oozing, I'm being very descriptive here, but it oozing into my mouth would have garnered it a 10 out of 10. But I feel like a 9 out of 10. I feel like a critic. I feel like I'm the critic from Ratatouille right now. But you know, good fair food. I think we were all hyped for the fried cheesecake and I think it won the round.
I will say, my hot take is, like, I really love the mac and cheese and the brisket. Like, I think the Texas Mac, if you guys are looking for good mac and cheese, go to Mac Shack. That was really good to me. I think the barbecue sauce is what topped everything for that.
Yeah.
I think definitely the 10 out of 10 ingredient out of the mac and cheese is that barbecue sauce. I would give second place to the actual mac and cheese, which I think Carly disagrees with.
I will agree that the barbecue sauce is the best part. And I feel like that speaks a lot, that, you know... No shade. But the sauce being... No, don't. You know, well, actually try it for yourself. Yeah. But because we got three different opinions on that one. Yeah. But my what were in the, won the round for me was definitely the cheesecake. So for Brooke, it was the Mac. For AK, it was the cheesecake. And for me, it was the cheesecake. So that was round one. Ding, ding, ding. I want to try the most weird stuff I can find out here. So if I find something else weird, we're not doing the bug stuff, though. We're not going to go that far. But whatever weird I can find, I will report it to you. I'm going to try it.
So. Yeah, we're not trying to turn this into Fear Factor. we're trying to keep this for the food lovers.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Okay, Carly just went to a spot to get some chocolate covered bacon. What's the spot called, Carly?
Spring Country Kitchen. This is chocolate covered bacon.
Let's see. Easy to snap on.
It was okay. It's not bad.
Is it like candied apples?
No, it's what you would imagine. Chocolate covered bacon, like it. Pork, salty. The chocolate is like a nice smooth like milk chocolate. Not the greatest thing in the world, but it's not bad.
Is it like a meaty chocolate covered pretzel?
That's a okay. You could say something like that.
Because it's salty, a little savory.
I could see that. I could see a meaty chocolate covered pretzel. But like,
that's such a weird combination.
Such a weird, but only at the rodeo could you get like a meaty chocolate covered pretzel.
That's such a weird combination of words.
Yeah, it's a meaty chocolate covered pretzel, basically. It really is. I would give it about a 6 out of 10. It's not bad. Like, okay. It's not amazing. It's not super mid. It's interesting.
All right. It definitely has a really unique shape. But yeah, that's we found a little weird thing we wanted to document.
We're at the Michelaga stand. Brooke has.
I have the watermelon flavored one, and honestly, I love it. It's so good. It's the perfect amount of sweet. It's not too sweet. It's just so refreshing. Honestly, guys, this is what I was looking forward to the whole time, and it met my expectations for sure. What about you, AK? How are you feeling?
I think Brooke landed on the correct path for these frescas. You should get the ones that feel and look like the most juice-like. Because they squeeze them, most of them fresh. So, like, you want to get the most juice for your buck. So I got the mango, the chilling mango, something like that. It's a little thicker than, like, a regular juice, but I love it. It's like a light smoothie. It's like the smoothie your mama will make, like when she blends stuff, not all the way. Love it.
Okay, we're on the last round. And maybe y'all are in it for a treat. We're a little scared, actually.
We are at Biggie's. And I don't know how to describe them other than someone opened a restaurant and said, what's in my fridge today? What can I make that's in my cupboard today? We got Captain Crunch chicken with honey raspberry glaze. We got Flamin' Hot Cheetos cheeseburgers and corn dogs.
They have Flamin' Hot Cheetos and cheese pickles. So, like, we're about to try a couple of these things.
I'm gagging.
I'm not ready.
Brooke, what?
I'm not ready. I'm just not ready. I don't know if I'm prepared for this mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I just don't know.
I told them we're probably going to be in the bathroom after this one. This is like, we have to wrap the day at this point after this one because like, what? Like, I'm scared.
I really started the day saying we're not trying to turn this into Fear Factor, and look at us trying to recreate Fear Factor. I'm literally gagging. Like, I'm trying to hold it. Okay, we're next in line.
Okay. We're about to finish up, and I'm scared. I feel like my stomach is already rumbling. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start with the...
Hot Cheetos corn dog?
I don't know if we should do the corn dog first or the burger, but...
We're struggling, guys. We're really struggling over here. The look of it is a lot more terrifying than the pictures. Like, this thing is just... It looks like it's glued on. The cheese looks like it's glued on. And this Captain Crunch burger, I don't understand. It's got like a pink syrup on it. It feels like it was made by my 8-year-old nephews.
And then it's chicken on top of that. So it's not even like actual like burger meat. It's a piece of chicken with raspberry sauce on it and cereal.
Biggie did not hypnotize me with this. He did not.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Let's go. Finna go into the corn dog.
Yeah, we should start with the worst thing. Is it good?
Oh. Absolutely not.
Okay. I was so shocked. I forgot to put the mic in front of her.
Oh my God.
Brooke is about to dig in. The fear on her face, I can't even describe it. This woman's trying to find any way to get out of this. Your thoughts, Brooke? She couldn't finish. She tapped out.
No. I'm going to swallow it. It actually... Okay, I'm finally getting to the flaming part. This isn't gross to me. It's just there's no taste to it. I don't have a lot of taste. So I get part of the flaming part. Okay, I'm getting the Cheeto part. No, it's a 0 out of 10.
Oh, damn. Is this one of those things where it just looks menacing?
Okay, AK's about to try it, y'all. He's gagging. Hold on. Just take a bite. Come on.
-5 out of 10. I don't like it. What is that? The breading doesn't make sense. The cheese feels so fake. The Cheetos have no flavor somehow, and the sausage is just, I feel like, no.
Mind you, when we ordered this, we were at one stand, and this man left the stand to go somewhere else to go get this, okay? It was a little suspicious, and the food is suspicious as well. Okay, we're about to try the chicken. Okay.
Carly's about to dig into this Captain Crunch burger, which I feel at this point feels less processed than the corn dog we just ate. Oh my god. Carly just flung the whole sandwich. Carly's putting all the toppings, all the fixings.
Yeah, ready? Go. Absolutely not.
Is it that bad?
What the? Oh my god, the raspberry syrup?
They call it a glaze.
Oh no.
You have to like it. I'm not gonna like it. I already know. No. That was a big N-O. That was not good. It's the syrup. Okay, whoever thought it was a good idea to put cereal with a burger and chicken and a bread and a pink syrup, it's an N-O. N-O. N-O.
This is sick. Whatever this is, it's sick. It's a sick combination. That's the first thing that I spit out all day. Yeah. And I've been trying stuff. That was the first thing I spit out. AK's about to spit it. I already know. He hasn't even bit it yet, but I already know it's coming.
I spit out the corn dog, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to spit this out.
Oh, yeah. If you spit out the corn dog, you're spitting this out. For sure. Go ahead. Okay. He's preparing himself. He's deep breathing and everything right now, y'all.
This is all wrong. But I actually think I can eat it.
Really?
It's so bad. It's so bad. I'm a power soup. I can't swallow. Wait. I'm almost there. I swallowed it. I did it. I did it. It's the worst thing I've done all day.
He's going for water right after. He's chugging a bottle of water right now.
No, no, I don't understand. I don't understand. The chicken is basic. I mean, you can get this chicken at churches.
No. I wouldn't even disrespect churches like that.
Okay, it's like Tyson chicken.
Like the freezer? What it's giving.
Yeah, it's giving freezer chicken. What's the point of the Captain Crunch on there? It don't even work.
The syrup. What was the purpose of the syrup?
The syrup is what ruins it. Like, otherwise, it'll just be a basic, like, frozen chicken sandwich. But that syrup, and they have the audacity to call it honey raspberry glaze. What honey? What glaze? Bro, no. I'm so upset with this. It's not just disappointing. It feels like I was tricked into eating something that I wasn't supposed to eat.
It was a -5, -5. Yeah, terrible, terrible, terrible. Oh my God. So we risked our stomachs for y'all today a lot and tried a lot of different stuff. And
what a day. What a day.
It's definitely been interesting. I will say once in a lifetime, because I will not be trying a lot of this stuff again.
There will never be another time. Also, like, shout out to the pickle pizza for not ending in last place today. What a comeback. Who would have thought?
No, but really, who would have thought the pickle pizza wouldn't be last? Who would have thought that it could be worse than the pickle? I actually swallowed the pickle pizza.
If you ever find yourself at the rodeo and don't want to just try the classic stuff, definitely go to Sill's Funnel Cakes. Mac Shack. Those are our two big recommendations if you want to get out of the box. I mean, if you're into the little cricket, bug, scorpion aesthetic.
If you try that, please send us a picture. Send us a video. I want to see. All right. It was a great day. We had so much fun trying all this different stuff. I think all of us will have a stomach ache in the morning, but it was worth it. We did this for y'all. So if y'all go to the fair and y'all try stuff, it's the last week to get out here and try this stuff. Come do it. We had a great time. This is us at the rodeo signing off. Bye.
It was a blast. I had so much fun. Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all. See y'all.
That was the CityCast crew, Brooke Lewis, AK Almoman, and me, Carleon Jones. Now for some news. The Texas Education Agency officially confirmed it's taken over Houston ISD yesterday morning. And if you're wondering what's next, here's a quick breakdown. So according to experts, HISD has the right to a due process hearing that will be held by the TEA, but as of now, it's unclear when those hearings would take place. Aside from that, the TEA is planning to replace HISD's 9-person elected board with a state-appointed board of managers. They also will be hiring a new superintendent, but according to the plan they announced, neither of these things will be taking place before June 1st. That's it for the show here today at CityCast Houston. Tomorrow is Friday, so as usual, we'll be recapping the week's news so you don't have to sit there and read it. See you then.
It is a fried cheesesteak on a stick. Oh, did I say cheesesteak? Sorry, my accent is weird. It is a fried cheesecake.